imagine something for me? I know how much you love my ideas to find their way into your head. So, imagine that you are there in front of me, that I'm standing so close, and yet you, of course, wouldn't be so presumptuous to reach out to touch me, no matter how much you wanted to. You're standing there, and I'm looking at you, looking into your eyes, and you're looking into mine. And then, with a smile at the corner of my lips, I begin to undress. At first, just a few buttons, slowly undoing the top that I'm wearing. And your eyes follow my hands, down and down, as I, sultry and slow, unfasten my top. All the way down, down to my navel, down a little further, down to my hips, and down to where my shirt hangs just above my cunt that's still beneath all those layers, but nevertheless, your eyes drawn toward that ultimate goal that you, well, you'd do anything to reach, wouldn't you? And you would feel as I slowly began to move my top aside how vulnerable you were, how your sexuality in that moment was overwhelming your mind, how you were thinking with nothing but that hot, needy place between your legs as I slid my shirt down over the arc of my shoulders, bearing the delicate bones in my collarbone, bearing my chest, those full, round breasts that you find so alluring, dropping my shirt all the way to the floor. And you know that as it dropped, you would be helpless but to drop with it. My naked chest exposed to you, my eyes still staring at your response, your reactions, every one red, manipulated. I might be nude above the waist, but I am in command right now. And that feeling of being commanded is the scent of my skin gently began to enter that soft, helpless mind. That would be so overwhelming to you, wouldn't it? You wouldn't be thinking about anything else except how I could strip away the rest of my layers and with it the rest of your defenses. It would make you so weak, wouldn't it? Weak at the knees, almost, as I began to strip my skirt, moving my hips from side to side as I wriggled it down, down my soft alabaster thighs, down my legs so shapely, down to the floor. And you know your eyes would track along with it and your body would begin to move with it, finding yourself slowly pulled down to the floor, on your knees before me, as I finally stepped my way, one leg, then the other, out of my skirt, leaving me in nothing but a cute pair of spiral panties. And you know, just looking between my legs like that, on your knees before me, looking up at my body before you. You'd be so pliable, wouldn't you? Imagine the things I could get you to do. Imagine the things you would say and give me just to look upon my naked body in all its glory, just to worship at my feet, to kiss my skin. You can feel now what that's doing to your mind, just imagining it. And it would be so much more powerful, so much more potent, if you were really in front of me right now. Do you think I'd give you what you want? What do you think I would extract from you in order to give it to you? How much would I take? Well, your mind is spinning out, imagining some scenarios right now. And I'm ever so curious to know what they are. So once you come back up from this little reverie that I have you in, you're going to send me a message detailing where your mind went, what I would take from you, claim as mine, so that you could have just one look at my naked form. You can feel that dropping deeper now, that suggestion sinking, soaking into your mind. Your hands already itching to write me that message. Your mind already forming that fantasy so clearly. Maybe you'll even touch yourself when you come back up and think about what I would do. And I want you to know that in the process of imagining that, you're making it a little more true. You're giving me a little more of that control, because minds are so poor at distinguishing reality from our imaginings, aren't they? We create our world through our thoughts. And now I create a little more weakness inside your mind. So, I want you to begin that stretch of rising up with that desire, that fantasy in place, of what I would extract from you, what I would take as my own, ready to tell me everything. In five, finding your way back up. Four, that fantasy becoming crystal clear. Three, finding your body beginning to move to respond to me. Two, your mind coming back just enough to do this task. And one, all the way up, awake, alert, and ready. Ready to write that message to me now.